Whispering is a fun thing to do, but it's a fun thing to do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Whispering is a fun thing to do. When we were kids, we used to whisper between each other. And we'd whisper because we'd try to drive the other kids mad. And the other kids couldn't hear what we were saying. And we were really saying nothing, you know. You know, and we did that to irritate people. And then we'd be whispering in the house. And our parents would always say, if you're going to be whispering, go outside. Don't do it around here. If you're going to be in the house, talk. And it's interesting how people, the lower their voice gets, the less confidence they have. And the higher their voice gets, the less confidence they have.
That's so true.
So it's on both ends of the spectrum. But when you have an ordinary voice, we were just talking to Nolan on the phone here, and we had the speakerphone turned on, and Nolan was Larry, he was telling us the stories about his grandchildren and stories about his life, and he spoke so clearly and so beautifully that everyone could understand exactly what he said, no matter where they were standing in the rooms here. And it's just such a lesson to us. If we want to be heard and be understood, we have to speak so we can be heard and be understood. Now, this morning we had a talk on a very interesting subject called self-confidence. Now, a person with no self-confidence mumbles, and they try not to be heard because they don't want people to make dependence on them. And people who whisper, basically, are people with low self-confidence, unless you're a kid trying to give people a hard time. But otherwise, it's just an indication of your low self-confidence. So, why do we whisper at all? I like the theatrics, and when you're at a stage show, and somebody forgot their line, and so someone underneath the stage looks up at them and says, blah, 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 you know, gave them the line, and then they say, oh, yes, of course, and then they say their line. And the stage whisper is loud enough so the audience can hear it, but loud enough mainly so the person can hear it. And a stage whisper is not really a whisper. It's a sharp, clear set of words that are totally understood, totally leading and guiding, and many stage directors have to do that because people, with the tremendous number of lines that they have, sometimes forget. And when they forget their lines, then, of course, the show can't go on very well. Shirley Temple one time was with an actor who is quite famous. I forget his name at the moment, but very, very famous actor and very famous stage showman. And he drank a lot. And he was in the show with Shirley Temple, and he did a good job on it, but then he forgot some of his lines. And Shirley, being alert and awake and just being really on top of it, just joyfully said to him, oh, were you saying that I should do this? No, giving him his lines in a nice way. And he steamed inside until after the scene was over, and he blew up at Shirley. He says, how dare you, little nothing, telling me my lines, you know. And Shirley says, because I love you. And, oh, I don't care. And so the director had to get with the actor after a while and say, she really did love you. She didn't know she was doing something bad. She thought she was just, if someone were to help her, she'd like that too. And she just thought that you were so wonderful that she wanted to do it because she loves you. And he said, and he calmed down, you know. And then, but that became a very special statement of the bond between the two of them that grew up after that. And it just shows that when you care enough, you never try to make the other person look stupid by not letting them do something they have to do, but do something that they can hurt themselves with, as it was with him. If he hadn't spoken his lines, Shirley Temple couldn't go on with her lines, and she wanted to go on with the play. And she wasn't concerned that he forgot. She didn't even think that he forgot. She just said, oh, and, you know, and so her part would fall right into place. We all have the opportunity to be irritated because we don't know our lines in life. And the mother who is out with her children should not shout or holler or spank her children. She should just speak to her children and say, come here, please. Now, we don't do that out here. We don't do that anywhere. Now, if you don't know how to behave, we'll all go home. You know, and not shouting, not spanking, not being obstreperous in any way. And do you think the lessons can be learned real quick? Very quick. Because the rest of the kids aren't going to like it if they have to go home because this kid is acting up, you know. And they learn how to behave very quickly when they have everybody else's judgment in play about themselves. But to whisper or not to whisper. Shakespeare wrote many scenes in which he had whispering back and forth. And the whispering was supposed to be with the community whispering in the background, you know. And what do they think they're doing? How dare they do such a thing like that? And if you read some of his plays, as you probably have done, you'll find a lot of real dynamics and dramatics which are used today on the stage, which are used today in the theater. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. So, what is a whisper all about? Well, a whisper is when you don't like yourself and you don't speak loud enough so that other people can know, and then you think you're not going to have responsibility for what you said. And you do. You have a responsibility for what you said or what you didn't say, because that is very important. And it's just like a mother saying to her child, hey, John, come here, please. And then saying to somebody else, come on, you want to come along? You think you'd like to come along? You think, sort of underneath their breath and wiggling, you want to come along? Would you like to come along? And, of course, they don't really want to have the person come along because they don't want the person to hear them. And they want to say, well, I asked you, but you just didn't hear me. Well, you didn't speak loud enough for anybody to hear you, you know? So, just remember, as you go through life, if you wish, Ellen, how did Larry Nolan speak on the phone?
Clearly. Loud and clearly.
Articulate.
Articulately.
Oh, yeah, that's the right word.
He spoke with articulation.
Yeah.
And he spoke, which is clearly, and he spoke so beautifully that we could all understand him. At first, he was reticent to talk. At first, I think he was in the middle of something. He was probably watching television or something, and you caught him right in the middle of a television show. Which, when you watch television all the time, what can you do? When can you ever call him? You know? So you never worry about that. You just call whenever the heart tells you. And if he wants to talk to you, he'll talk to you. If he doesn't want to talk to you, he'll say, well, I've got some friends here, so I'll call you back and chat later. You know, and that's fine. And the friends may be the television, or the friends may be his nap.
Oh.
And it's all his prerogative to say anything that he wants to say. But just remember, whispering is for the birds. Whispering why I'll always love you. Whispering why I'll never leave you. And you see, who needs that? We like it loud and clear and definite. Well, so much for that. Have a lovely whispered day out loud, and know that I love you eternally.
Thank you. I love you.